Good morning. Welcome to Celtic Morning Prayer on Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. It's also day 7 of Thy Kingdom Come, the Archbishop of Canterbury's initiative to pray for 5 people to come to know Jesus. And today we're talking about faith on the front line. My name is Pastor Kit from Christ Church Oshawa, and with me is my son Justin.
Good morning.
Hope you can join us in prayer, take a deep breath, and enjoy our prayer time together today. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth, God of fire, God of the waters of wonder, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us. O Christ, crucified and risen and ascended.
O Holy Spirit, ruler of creation, visible and invisible.
Eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you.
A reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 16. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humanity and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope for your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measures of Christ's gifts. Therefore it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us came to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth of love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by legitimate with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 101 from the Message. My theme song is God's love and justice, and I'm singing it right to you, God. I'm finding my way down the road of right living, but how long before you show up? I'm doing the very best I can, and I'm doing it at home, where it counts. I refuse to take a second look at corrupting people and degrading things. I reject made in Canaan gods and stay clear of contamination. The crooked in heart keep their distance. I refuse to shake hands with those who plan evil. I put a gag on the gossip of who badmouths his neighbor. I can't stand arrogance. But I have my eye on salt of the earth people, the ones I want working with me. Men and women on the straight and narrow, these are the ones I want at my side. But no one who traffics in lies gets a job with me. I have no patience with liars. I've rounded up all the wicked like cattle and herded them right out of the country. I purge God's city of all who make a business of evil.
Reading from 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the words goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reflection from the Archbishop of Canterbury for today's 1 John 3 reading. When St. John says, "Dear children," he's speaking to everyone, all the children of God. He says we shouldn't just say we love people if we're not doing anything to show that love. That if we have material possessions and yet we don't show any pity for our brother or sister, how is that love? Not to say that that's the only way to love people, but that's a very practical way to love people. How generous are we as Christians? How caring are we as Christians? How hospitable are we as Christians, especially when it is not in our self-interest? If we don't act, it's almost as if we think we deserve to be in a better position because it's only by God's grace that we're not in the position of the one in need. Jesus himself says, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Everything we do to people, we do as if we do it to Christ. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for your costly love. Please may my five friends understand something of the strength of your love for them. Help us to use our resources well. Today I'm praying for five. Eddie, a neighbor, Hugh, Steve and Kathy, and TC. An expression of faith. Lord, you've always given bread for the coming day, and though I'm poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I'm weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mind, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. Our intercessions and thanksgivings this week of the seventh Sunday of Easter after the Ascension. Let us once more cast our cares upon the Lord, saying, "To God be the glory forever." For the Church of God. Giving thanks for the Archbishop of Canterbury, for his staff, and for the digital encouragement that we receive as we look at the videos and read the materials there. For those leadership of our Diocese of Toronto, Andrew, the Anglican Church of Canada, Linda Nichols, classmate. Thank you for her, and also for Area Bishop Rusilla, and for her mom, who's not well, Ruth. For all in the church, Christ Church here in Oshawa, and all the places from which we come, and we give thanks for all those in leadership, especially for our wardens, clergy, and lay ministers who continue to reach out and to offer pastoral care, and we give thanks.
To God be glory forever and ever.
We pray for the church where the church is experiencing suffering or persecution, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed.
To God be glory forever and ever.
For the world so loved by God, and that the power of God's grace working in us might restore the beauty of its created image, we pray.
To God be glory forever and ever.
Those who glorify God in simple, hidden, and faith-filled ways, we pray.
To God be glory forever and ever.
For those labeled as wrongdoer and mischief maker, that they might be loved without judgment and might enjoy God's life, we pray.
To God be glory forever and ever.
For this local community, that the coming of the Spirit might find us steadfast in prayer and strong in love, we pray.
To God be glory forever and ever.
For all in pain and all in sorrow, remembering especially the Right Reverend Douglas Blackwell, for Clifford, Bill, Nancy's friend Biba, Haley, Noah, Carol Brown, Mike. Guidance for those looking for work or their vocation in life, for children, young people, parents, and educators, for those frontline workers wherever they may be, and for reform to our long-term care facilities and policies to make it a healthier and safer place for all residents and staff. We pray for the ministries of our church, for the book project on the stained glass windows, for our being good stewards of all God's gift, both physically and financially, for outreach to those in need, for those who continue to participate in worship and reading the lessons and music and the preaching and sharing the good news through online services around the world and even in our church. For our staff who serve so faithfully, for Darlene in the office, for Darwin, our janitor, for Michelle, the nursery coordinator, for Michelle, the Sunday school coordinator, for Margaret, the Sunday school youth teacher, for our junior and senior youth leaders, Sarah and Allison, and our pastoral care and seniors ministry coordinators and helpers, Carol Brown, and all our telephone callers, Verna and Yvonne, and all the groups that they have helped and the people they've helped along the way. We also give thanks for Jennifer, Don Beattie's granddaughter, who's made a recovery. We give thanks to God for that and for other answers to prayer and other people for whom we wish to pray this time silently or aloud. We give this day to God on this Wednesday and ask for God's blessing in and through us and for the coming of His Holy Spirit, especially as we celebrate this coming Sunday, Pentecost. That each person might be brought beyond their trouble and given a grateful heart as the Spirit is working in us to bring His peace, we pray.
To God be glory forever and ever.
Good and gracious God, you do infinitely more for us than we can ask or imagine. Hear these prayers. Be our Savior now and forever. Creator of the universe, the light of your glory shines in the darkness of our lives. Make us attentive to your presence, prompt to serve you, and ever eager to follow in the steps of the one who is our true light, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the road rise to meet you, and the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face, and the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow.